This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're with Anastasia and Warren, Joy 94.9.
Anastasia.
Oh, that's
Whitney
so
Whitney Houston.
You know what I do want you to remember, that's my funeral song, okay?
Is it?
Yeah, I want you to be wailing at my funeral with that on. Okay. Her music is dangerous. I'll tell you why it's so dangerous. Because do you remember when I was seeing that guy and I was actually listening to Whitney Houston album, one of her first albums? I was in the shower and I was doing research because we were going to do a Whitney Houston interview the next day about the Whitney Houston documentary. I instantly fell in love with this guy. I felt so in love with him that I sent you a text that night saying, oh, my God, I'm so in love with Toby. I've never felt this way about a man before. I feel the same way about women. Oh, my God. I'm so in love. It was because I was listening to Whitney all night.
But it didn't come to me.
No, it didn't come to you. It went straight to him. And he ended up being a complete knob.
That's probably...
What a waste of being in love.
How horrible.
But I blame Whitney. I completely blame Whitney's fault. What would be your funeral song, darling?
I don't know. I've never thought
about
that.
Think about it. Come on. What would you want me to be wailing to?
This...
Well, I Will Always Love You. It's great, isn't it?
It's such a,
what about I Have Nothing?
Yeah, well, there wouldn't be anything there.
Yeah.
There
I Will Always Love You makes you cry more, so it's better.
According to a recent study, if you want to delay the ageing process,
Yes. You've
got to be responsible with money.
What?
Yep. Financial stress apparently is taking a serious toll on our appearance.
Oh, welcome to my world.
Says the study, which was published in a journal. And the researchers discovered that people with the highest level of financial stress appear to have aged more over a decade than people with lower levels of financial stress.
Wow, we better become those radio celebrities soon.
And make that
start
money.
Getting paid for this.
Over 200 participants were in the study and they had photographs taken of them back in 1994 and then again recently. And the photos were then shown to a separate group of 19 reviewers who were asked to judge how old the people in the pictures looked. And the reviewers consistently assumed that those with greater financial struggles were older than those with more economic stability.
Mm.
But the interesting thing is the people who said they were under financial stress did not see themselves as looking old.
Mm, right.
But others did.
But you know what? You could say that about the way we live. It's not just about... I think a lot of people are under financial stress, even when they've got money, because they just want to attain more and more. So that's a stress in itself.
Absolutely. But interestingly, the authors of the study also said that other sources of stress, like, you know, work or or home life, which we think would be ageing us, affected how old subjects felt about themselves.
Exactly.
But had no effect on how old they looked to others.
Yeah, right. Well, look, imagine doing a job that you absolutely detest. Wouldn't that age you? I reckon that would age you even more so.
I think so too. Well, we've both been in that situation.
Absolutely.
In our careers at certain. And most people have been in that position where it does stress you and it does age you. But apparently financial stress is affecting our appearance.
Wow.
Must be all those frowns on your forehead or something.
Yeah. Well, it makes a lot of sense, darling. We live in a world that's, you know, you need a buckaroo.
You need a buckaroo to survive.
Hey, now, what about your funeral song? We still need to talk about your funeral song.
Because
mine is I Will Always Love You by Whitney Houston.
Houston,
I always think about my finale.
This is a very sad one.
It is, because I want everybody to appreciate me.
I reckon I might choose this. Remember that?
Love that song, Turn It Up.
Joe Dolce, is it? Shut up at your face.
Shut up at your face. So basically, you don't want people to give a crap at your wedding.
Shut up at your face.
I just said your wedding. What? Well, it could be both. But your wedding could be your funeral. But you know what I mean? Like, you don't want sympathy. That's a perfect song for not wanting sympathy.
Yeah, it's like,
you're so humble.
Get on
you
with it.
You hate attention, don't you?
I do. Absolutely hate it.
We were just talking about funeral songs because we just gave away the fantastic prize to the Whitney Houston ticket for 26th of January. And I wanted to just acknowledge some of the some of the people that did go into the draw, because their funeral songs are adorable. One of them here is Michelle. She says hers is Dolly Parton. Peace Train is her funeral song. Another one is No Sad Songs at My Funeral. Mine's going to be Madonna's Holiday. I love that.
Oh, that's a good one.
So you don't like Sympathy either. I wish I was like you. Another one here from... Ron, now this one I got a little bit emotional because it's one of my favourite songs ever. It's called Together Again by Janet Jackson.
That's a good one, Ron.
That's a really, really good one. And another one here, Hi Anastasia, loving the show. His funeral song is Landslide, Paul from Abbotsford. Now, I'm sure he didn't forget you, Warren. It's just probably long to type Anastasia, Warren. I mean, we're not suggesting that I'm the star of the show at all.
You're
really
reveling in it. Holidays are coming up.
Are they?
Yes.
Yes.
Are you going to go away anywhere?
No, I don't know. I can't afford it, but I'd really like to go to Bali.
But if you
Bali is calling me.
Okay, so let's say you went to Bali.
I feel like
Bali.
Having a spiritual experience there.
I reckon it'd be good for
like
you.
Like some breath work or...
Breath work? Breast work? Breath.
No, breath.
Breath work. if you had to go,
right,
or if you were going to go, what do you reckon is the ideal time frame to be away for?
To be away for the year?
Yeah.
I reckon 2 months, 8 weeks.
8 weeks?
Yep.
Okay, you know what it is?
I think it's very fair.
Science knows exactly how many days
science.
It takes. Yep, absolutely. The magic number is 8 days.
I beg your pardon?
In any one hit. So for a
for
holiday.
Year?
No, just for a holiday.
Oh,
so
for
you,
a holiday.
You might have multiple
okay,
holidays.
It.
The magic number is 8 days. So researchers have identified this as being optimal to maximise relaxation and happiness without growing bored or homesick.
Wow, okay.
Yep.
That's a load of crap.
8 days away from work and routine can do wonders for your wellbeing, according
right.
to the researchers, by improving mood, reducing stress levels, restoring energy, and it's just enough time to unpack, settle in, and fully unplug from
normal life.
Yeah,
I guess it kind of makes sense. 8 days.
And they say staying longer than that, however, and your holiday ceases to become any more restorative, while the readjustment period upon return becomes increasingly difficult to stomach.
Right.
Yeah, so they've worked it out. So 8 days.
Oh, well, maybe we should just take 8 days off from Joy then, Warren. How do you feel? Because you love your science.
You've got to go away, though.
So we'll take just 8 days off. Are you happy with that?
Oh, I'm actually going away for a bit longer over
Are
Christmas.
You? Yeah.
So maybe I might negate the experience completely.
Anastasia and Warren, Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.